So the third way to manage change is to promote employee empowerment. This means providing staff with a clear goal, deadline, and sufficient resources and freedom to decide how to achieve a goal. It can boost self-esteem and self-actualization because staff have the power and responsibility. It requires the following: 1, managers to adopt a facilitator attitude; 2, investing in staff training; 3, proper management control to ensure employees' errors are quickly identified, rectified, and learned from; 4, rewards to encourage staff, both financial and non-financial; and 5, teamwork. And the main benefits then of employee empowerment include increased creativity and staff entrepreneurship. So remember, entrepreneurship is where an employee comes up with an idea to help the business, so they're acting like entrepreneurs as part of their job. Reduce absenteeism, so staff are going to turn up for work. Increase job satisfaction, so they're going to feel better about their job. And it's going to free up managers' time because the employee has got the responsibility to get on with the job. The main drawbacks then are challenges. So serious mistakes being made by staff. So because they have the freedom, if they don't have the skill to do it properly, mistakes will be made, and that could be a huge detriment to the business. Unhappy demotivated for the staff will feel unprepared for extra responsibilities. So if the staff don't have adequate training, they'll feel like they can't do the job, so they'll be demotivated. And unhappy middle managers who may feel that their decision-making powers are being taken away from them. So if you're giving the powers to the employee to do the job, middle managers feel that this is taking the decision-making process away from them.